And on the line now, I have Tara Bourne from Europa Donna, Ireland. And Tara was one of the winners of the Coca-Cola Thank You Fund. Good morning, Tara.
Good morning, John. How are you?
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Thanks for having us on.
Okay, and congratulations. One of the winners of the Coca-Cola Thank You Fund. I think it was it 10,000 you just got?
We got 10,000, that's right. So, yeah, we're very excited. It's very exciting news that Europa Donna Ireland, we were selected as one of 11 worthwhile winners overall of the 2013 Coca-Cola Thank You Fund, which is, it's in its third year, and it invited not-for-profit charitable and voluntary organisations from across Ireland to submit a project for consideration of a slice of their 125k fund. So you're right, there are 10 winners of 10k and one winner of 25k. So we are just thrilled to have been awarded one of the bundles of €10,000, which will go a long way to helping us, you know, do more and have a further reach across the nation in 2014.
Yeah, I actually interviewed Erica when this was all starting, like about a year ago, I think it was. And it's great to see a company like Coca-Cola putting money back into the community.
It really is. I mean, we are so grateful to Coca-Cola for establishing and, I guess, continuing with the nationwide initiative. As I said, this is our third year, so you know, and each year, if 11 charities or voluntary organisations, you know, get a benefit from it, that's just huge. Because, you know, in the last 6-7 years, it's become more and more difficult to get funds. And Europa Donna is a completely voluntary led organisation. We're the Irish Breast Cancer Campaign. Europa Donna actually stands for European Lady. So we're, you know, one part of 46 European member countries. But we don't have any standard, you know, funding streams coming into us. So we have to look out and reach out. And we became aware of the Coca-Cola Thank You Fund, and we made our submission for it. And it's, I suppose, it allows you to really get involved and become passionate about what you're doing yourself and think creatively and think differently, because I'm sure there were hundreds of entries. So, you know, we're just overwhelmed to have actually been one of the 11 lucky ones to be chosen. And, you know, Coca-Cola, it's real visionary on their part, where they're encouraging volunteer organisations to challenge themselves and deliver innovative projects for their local communities. And, you know, that has a longer play, because people get more and more careful about how they spend their money and what charities they give it to. So if they see their local charities being innovative and being active, well, then hopefully, you know, the members and the individuals on the ground will continue to give as well. So yeah, we're just thrilled. And the Coca-Cola Fund, in their own words, is designed to support projects and initiatives which are having a positive impact on the quality of life of communities, you know, across Ireland. And they wanted a specific focus on innovative solutions to help communities be more active and healthy. And I guess that's what we're all about, because it's not just about treatment, it's about, you know, preventative side. So it's about getting people when they're young, getting, you know, the teenagers, and making sure that they lead an active and healthy life.
Okay, now you mentioned volunteers there. Europa Donna is made up of volunteers.
Yes.
Are your volunteers all have experience of breast cancer? Or?
They do, yeah. And that means, so Europa Donna Ireland, as I said, is, you know, the Irish Breast Cancer Campaign, and we're an advocacy group. But we are, the actual committee itself, 9 members, plus our members, we're all largely made up of people with the experience of breast cancer. And I suppose that means that what we're about is lobbying for better services. So we're not necessarily a support group, but we lobby for better services. So we lobby the government. For instance, October was Cancer Awareness Month, and the 15th of October was Breast Health Day. So we would have run a lot of initiatives. And actually, we Swim Ireland, who were the overall winner of the Coca-Cola Fund, the big one, the 25K, we actually worked with them for Breast Health Day, and we did a breast stroke for breast health photocall, which got coverage across the country as well. So it's about making people, you know, get active. But I guess one of our main roles is, for instance, what we're focusing on is making sure that the increasing the age of breast cancer screening. You know, at the moment, when once a lady reaches 64, she doesn't, she's taken off the screening program, which is a wonderful program across the country. It's free, you know, which many people don't realize, but it is free. The breast check is a free service. But once you hit 64, you get removed from that service.
It's 64, Tara, yes. Is it? I thought it was younger.
No, it's basically it goes from, it starts in Ireland, it's 40, from, you're screened on the breast health service from 45 to 64, but actually the European guidelines are 69, and in many European countries they just screen you, you know, for forever, for as long as you're alive. And, you know, what's interesting is the actual risk of developing breast cancer increases as you get older. And as you know, thankfully, everybody is living, you know, longer. But yet, 64, you know, maybe years ago we would have considered 64 old, but now 64 is not old, but yet that's when we stop screening in Ireland. So, you know, it is in the programme for government to increase it to at least 69, but that hasn't happened yet. And so, you know, it's our role, as we invited all the female and male members, TDs and ministers and assistants to the TDs and senators to a breakfast in October, and we, you know, brought that to their attention. So hopefully the government will act on that in 2014. But another area that we look to support is the side effects associated with cancer. So we have our centres of excellence around the country, and everybody needs to, I guess, you know, our vision is to make sure that every woman in the country is aware of what services that they deserve, and that they know where to go for the services if they have any concern around, you know, breast health. And once the treatment is put in place, there are an awful lot of more and more people are surviving, which is great, but some people survive with side effects. And we need to make sure that those side effects are managed. And one of them, for instance, would be a condition called lymphedema, which a percentage of women who have had breast cancer surgery will go on to develop this condition. And it's a swelling of the arm, because often as part of breast cancer surgery, you may have your lymph nodes removed. So in my own case, I'm obviously a EuroPodon committee member, and I have experienced breast cancer. And I have developed, unfortunately, I always thought there'd always only be short-term side effects, but unfortunately I developed lymphedema. So now I have to manage that on a daily basis, and I need to wear a compression garment and make sure that my arm, the swelling of my arm doesn't get out of control. But I guess I, you know, in one respect was lucky, because I was attending Beaumont, and they were wonderful, and they introduced me to the risk of lymphedema from a very early stage on my cancer journey, if you like. But there are many areas in the country where people are not made aware, and then it may develop, and it may, the services are not as strong in various different parts of the country. So as EuroPodon, we are all about making sure that services are standardised across the country. And that's why we're delighted with the Coca-Cola Fund, because that's going to allow us to go on a nationwide sort of roadshow, if you like, that will increase awareness of breast cancer services and also introduce the concept of leading a healthy and more active lifestyle to hopefully mean that you will never have to avail of the services, if you like.
Okay, and is lymphedema, is that better managed through exercise? Is this how you became involved with the Dragon Boat training program?
Yeah, exactly. You're spot on, John. It is. Well, there's a sports a professor, if you like, called Professor Don McKenzie. He's a Canadian man, and he, in 1996, he decided to set up a pilot program where he asked a group of his breast cancer patients. He wanted to basically set up, people were worried, an awful lot of people after they're diagnosed, I guess, with breast cancer, or really any form of cancer. You know, this does, you know, healthy lifestyle goes across, you know, all forms of cancer and all forms of a lot of diseases, you know. But he decided to set up a program where he wanted to see if upper body, repetitive upper body exercise, either brought on lymphedema or made lymphedema worse. So he set up a pilot program, and the ladies decided, they chose dragon boating as their sport. And the pilot program proved that it certainly didn't, it didn't make anybody any their condition any worse. And if anything, it was actually great from the point of view. There's another side, another a side effect of cancer that's very important. It's the whole sort of psycho-oncology side, you know, because people might get through the treatment and it's all very pressurized and very busy and very full on. And then when the actual initial sort of medical treatment, if you like, ends, you're sort of left with this, I guess, nearly a hole in your life. And you're going, whoa, what was that whirlwind all about? And how do I pick myself up now and move on, you know? So the whole idea of the dragon boating was really good from the point of view of allowing people to feel that they were contributing to building back up a healthy lifestyle, also managing their lymphedema, and I guess also having a team support. So in 2010, dragon boating, the first breast cancer dragon boat team was introduced in Ireland, and it was founded by Fiona Tiernan, who is a breast cancer patient herself. And Fiona had a recurrence and then decided, okay, I need to do something about this. And she became aware of dragon boating. And then she got in touch with Julie Doyle, who is actually a professional dragon boat racer. Julie races with the Great Britain team. And but Julie was actually moving to Ireland. Her husband is Irish and Julie's English, but they were moving back to Ireland. And it just, you know, sort of everything just aligned, if you like. Yeah. And Fiona became aware of Julie. Julie was just moving back here at the time. And as I said, is a has been dragon boating for 20 years.
Yeah, sorry, Tara, dragon boating, I'm not, I know it's an ancient Chinese sport, is it an upper body exercise?
Really, to be honest, it's using all of the body, you know. So a dragon boat, I should have explained that, that's true. The listeners are probably going, what is a dragon boat? it is an ancient Chinese sport, you're spot on. It's absolutely, it's a huge sport. It's new to Ireland, as I said, but across the world, it is to Asia, I'd say, what football is to Europe. You know, it's a very long boat, which is about 40 foot long, and it sits people two abreast in the boat. So you've got 20 people paddling. So, you know, if you're sitting on the right, you're paddling on the right side, and obviously on the left, vice versa. And there's a drummer and a helms person. So we actually paddled. The Plurabelle Paddlers was the initial breast cancer team founded in Ireland in 2010, late 2010. So we paddle in the Grand Canal Dock, or the basin of water that's just behind the Grand Canal Theatre in Dublin, every Wednesday evening and Saturday morning. And I said, and that was really with the sort of the vision of Fiona, and then the direction of Julie getting it all set up. But then Julie officially established the Irish Dragon Boat Association to basically become the governing body of the sport and to drive the sport in Ireland. So as well as the breast cancer dragon boating is just outside of breast cancer. Before, like, Don McKenzie established the first breast cancer team in 96, dragon boating was just a huge sport in it, you know, just because people, it was their chosen sport, if you like. So there are regattas around the world. You'll have mixed teams, you'll have all male teams, you'll have all female teams, and now you've got cancer teams as well. So across the last couple of years, we have attended regattas in Malaysia, and we have attended a regatta in Nottingham, and we have also run an international regatta in Dublin in September for the last 3 years. So it's really, you know, taken off, I suppose, at quite a rapid pace, if you like. And again, the Plurabelle Paddlers is, you know, a voluntary-run organisation as well. But we have women of it's open to men, and men can get breast cancer as well. But at the moment, we don't have any male members. But we have a core of around 40 female members, and they we range from in our 30s up to our 70s, and all different fitness level at all stages of, you know, breast cancer treatment. And it's to go back and actually answer your original question, you asked me, was it an upper body exercise? It is. you know, you're, as I said, you're paddling, you're reaching with your arms, you're twisting out of your hips, you know, you're twisting your shoulders, you're driving down, but you're also using your lower body as well. You're driving forward with your leg, and you know, you're using your whole core. So it's basically an all over body sport, and it's also out in the fresh air, and there's also great community involvement in it. And since 2010, with the help of the drive of the IDBA and Europa Donna and the Purbel Paddlers, another three breast cancer teams have been formed across the country. So you've got the Sure Dragon Paddlers down in Tipperary, in Clonmel. You've got the Waterford Dragons, and you've got the Cork Dragons. So it's great for us because there's more competition then. And then outside of the cancer teams, you've actually, there are three, if you like, regular mixed teams that have developed as well. There's one in Dublin called the Viking Paddlers. And there's also one in Carlow, and I think the other one is in Athy. So it's growing, you know, and this is our idea then. We've teamed up Europa Donna. Like, if we go back to Coca-Cola's sort of brief for the Thank You Fund, it was that they wanted to support projects and initiatives that had a positive impact on the quality of life of communities across the country and with a specific focus on innovative solutions. And then Europa Donna's remit is that we want to ensure that there is increased awareness of breast cancer across the country and that there are standardised services across the country and across all the required services, the actual, you know, medical sort of drug treatment as well as the side effects treatment as well as the psychological, you know, treatment. So we've combined it all together and we're going to do, Europa Donna and the Irish Dragon Boat Association are going to promote physical activity and healthy nutrition by doing sort of dragon boating road shows to the money. I mean, we'd love to do it everywhere, but we're going to choose four areas across the country who don't have the same level of services, who basically need to have better services. So we're certainly going to look at a location in the west and a location in the north and a location in the Midlands, and we might actually do two locations in the north. So we are basically going to promote physical activity and healthy nutrition for breast cancer survivors, but as well as other types of cancer survivors, and also teenagers and the wider community. So I guess that we're hoping to, you know, improve survival rates of those diagnosed with breast cancer, but also managing and preventing some of the side effects of breast cancer treatment, such as, we said, lymphedema. And, you know, I explained to you about the research that has what that proved in Canada. So we're just looking to engage with groups throughout Ireland to help eliminate, you know, some of the myths and the fears surrounding the perception of breast cancer. And I guess to validate the message that physical activity is beneficial at all stages of our life. And that's why, you know, we're looking to get the schools involved as well, obviously secondary schools and teenagers, but to make them aware from an early age to be physically fit and healthy and active. And we're hearing this across the media all the time that, you know, we've got obesity problems, our children are not active enough. So we're looking at getting, you know, mixed boats of all ages out on the water. And, you know, we've seen from the regatta that we run ourselves, the International Regatta in September each year, we have a mix of corporate teams, teams that come across from, you know, international, actual professional teams, and then novice teams and charity teams. And, you know, it's hard to find a person who gets out of that boat who doesn't feel, I guess, you know, really exhilarated and who doesn't have a smile on their face and doesn't say, wow, I can't wait to get back into the boat again, you know. So it's a really sort of it's a sport that I suppose really encourages community spirit and just a feel-good vibe, if you like. And it's also, you know, keeping you fit and healthy.
And it's been proven to better manage lymphedema as just one part of it.
Yeah, Yeah, exactly. It's just, you know, it's keeping people more fit, you know, cardiovascular element. And, you know, off land then, for instance, we certainly with the Pleuro paddlers, we introduce off land exercise as well. So, like, we come off the water for the 2 months around November and December. So, we just stopped there in the middle of November and we go back on the water at the start of February. And, you know, but in the meantime, we'll be doing on-land training programs just to keep our fitness levels up. But at the same time, you know, everybody is welcome. And as I said earlier, it's not about just people who are supremely fit or who have been sporty all of their lives. We have a huge mix of people and, you know, we strive really hard to get the balance right. So it's inclusive of everybody because this is about, you know, I guess, breast cancer support and being just aware of leading a healthy and nutritional life. But at the same time, you know, it's amazing for most people, the competitive element really comes into it as well. And when we get into that boat in a race, we want to win.
Okay.
You know, which adds to it as well.
Well, listen, I can see why Europa Donna actually won this. And unfortunately, I think everybody knows somebody who's affected by some form of cancer, in particular breast cancer. So it's a great initiative. But we're actually running out of time here.
Sure.
Do you want to give out websites or if there's people, I know there are people out there listening to this and are going to make contact with you and look for information and advice. So if you could give out a contact
details. Of course I will.
Details.
Well, there's a couple of things. Certainly from Europa Donna's point of view, I said if anybody at this stage is on a breast cancer journey and they're not quite sure where to turn or where to look for information or just want to be more aware, Europa Donna Ireland's website is www.europadonnaireland.ie. So that's EUROPA Donna, DONNA Ireland.ie. So EuropaDonnaIreland.ie. And we have a really good leaflet, which is also, you know, in digital format online, called 9 Things You Should Know About Breast Cancer. And to be honest with you, everybody, irrespective of whether they themselves have been touched by breast cancer, should be, it's awareness. And even, you know, teenagers should be aware of what to look out for. And we've actually won a Crystal Clear Award for, it's a very pictorial style leaflet, which, so it doesn't bump, you know, blind you with science, if you like, but it just makes you aware. So that's our 9 things you should know about breast cancer. And there's lots of other leaflets on there about for instance, breast cancer and fertility for younger women who are diagnosed with breast cancer. And we're also, at the moment, we're developing a leaflet about breast cancer and lymphedema. So we're working in conjunction with the Beaumont Hospital and the Physiotherapist Society on that as well. And then for dragonboat.ie, so somebody just listening and they're going, oh, I'd love to get involved in this. As I said, we're dragonboat.ie is the website address, and we run regattas in Athy, Carlow, Kilcock, Dublin and Drogheda last year, and there are now 3 non-cancer, if you like, mixed dragon boat teams set up around the country. So you can check them out on dragonboat.ie. And then, of course, there's the Pleurobel Paddlers in Dublin. And we're always welcome new people. And their website for the Pleurobel Paddlers is pleurobelpaddlers.com. So it's PLURABELLE paddlers.com. And yeah, we're very generously donated a space just alongside the Grand Canal last year. It was like a completely dilapidated building, but we got all family and friends. It's amazing what people have to give if you know, in terms of free time to a project when passion is involved in it. And we have just turned this completely dilapidated, overgrown building into a fabulous clubhouse for ourselves as well. So, of course, as well as getting out in the water and being fit and healthy and physically active and out in the fresh air, then we always have somewhere to go back to for our cup of tea and our support of each other as well. So it's really good.
Okay, and there will be information there about your roadshow events coming up.
Yes, the roadshow will be in spring of... We're obviously finalising all the details with the team at Coca-Cola. And as I said, we'll be picking 4 locations. And hopefully, you know, this will... Well, we believe this will go really well. And we hope that... you know, as I said, we're voluntary run and we're not necessarily going to be able to develop after the roadshow. We won't necessarily have the, I suppose, the resources to continue to drive the development of a full-time team in these areas. But our aim is to find a champion or multiple champions in each of the areas, and then we'll be able to give them support. And we hope to see fully established Dragon Boat teams happen in at least these four areas, and then hopefully find other methods of funding for later in 2014 or 2015 and roll out the road shows to more places. It's about spreading the word and spreading awareness. But we will be doing the road shows in the spring of 2014. And then hopefully the communities that can get involved will then actually participate in the regattas that we'll have happening around the country throughout sort of the summer, and then culminating in our big international regatta in September. And like, we had about 50 teams, would you believe, participate in September this year, including a team, a professional team actually flew over from Dubai to participate in the regatta.
That's fantastic.
Out of this world. And we also had teams from Italy, and last year we had teams from Canada. And as I said to you before, they're not all breast cancer teams. Some of them are just regular dragon boating teams as well. So it's a really good, I guess, community sports, and it allows people. It allows people of all ages. Our hope, you know, with the Roped On It road shows, is that you know, our focus is we are the breast cancer campaign, but we would like, you know, all people to come out and look at ways of preventing themselves getting any type of illness in the future by eating healthily and exercising. So I guess our lifestyle, we're calling it our Healthy Lifestyle Roadshow, and we want to encourage lots more people of all ages and backgrounds across Ireland to just get involved in being healthy, but in a fun and interactive way. And like, that's what makes getting healthy difficult for so many people. They have a fear of, first of all, they don't think they have the time, and second of all, they think this is going to be, you know, no fun. It's a hard task. But you know what? This is fantastic fun, and you're learning a new skill. So yeah, we're really looking forward to it. I know that we'll get great support from the various communities as well, and obviously from Coca-Cola, and you know, yourselves, the media, like Near FM as well. So we'll be in touch, and we'll let you know what we're doing and when we're doing it.
That's great. Well, listen, as I say, we've just run out of time.
Okay.
Thank you very, very much for talking to me this morning. It was a pleasure, and you're doing a great job, and I'm sure there'll be people contacting you all over the place.
Look forward to hearing from them. Okay, John.
Thank you.
Thank you.